Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1 and verse 12. Come with me to verse 12. We've been speaking a little bit about the disciples watching the Lord's ascension up into heaven. And in verse 12, we read these words. Then returned they, that is the disciples, unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us, and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers of Jerusalem, at Jerusalem, insomuch that that field is called in their proper tongue Akeldama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and let his bishopric, let another take. Wherefore, of these men which have companied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Amen. May God bless to us this reading from his word. We spoke last week about the Acts of the Apostles, reminding ourselves that these men, these apostles, were the Lord's disciples who became the apostles and leaders of the Lord's church and people. And I said I would ask you some questions, didn't I? So, who can remember who wrote the book of Acts? Yes, Luke did. And was this the first book that he wrote? No. What was the other book that he wrote?
In the Gospels.
Yeah. The Gospel of Luke. And we talked about the fact that this is a history that he is given. It's an account or a history of all the things that happened from the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ through to the ascension of Christ. And that was where he finished his first book, the Gospel of Luke. And then the Acts of the Apostles, which he wrote from the ascension of Christ back into heaven as the church was established and the apostles went out carrying the gospel to the ends of the earth as the Lord had commanded them to do. And I asked, if you would remember, I think I've already given you this answer, but I asked also that we might know who the apostles were. What made these men apostles? Why were they the apostles? Somebody at the back maybe could tell me that. Why were these men the apostles?
Did you ask it quite that way?
Because they had been Jesus' disciples. And they had been taught by Jesus. They had been his students. They had been the ones that had spent time with the Lord, learning from him, hearing his message, observing the things that he did, and becoming his messengers, or what the writer Luke calls his witnesses, to carry that message of the Lord Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth. These were the witnesses of Jesus. Now today, what I want to draw your attention to is to notice that when the disciples, or the apostles as they were now called, returned to Jerusalem, that they stayed in the city of Jerusalem, because that's what the Lord had told them to do. They had an appointment in Jerusalem. Someone was coming to meet them there. Not the Lord, but the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was going to come and meet the apostles and fill the apostles and empower the apostles for their gospel ministry work. And they were to wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit came to them in power. And as we looked at these verses that we read today, we discover that the disciples that Jesus chose, and we get their names back in the Gospels, are all here. They're all named again and in verse 13, and they're all here, except for one. Who wasn't there? Who was the one that had betrayed the Lord Jesus and had taken his life? Anyone? Yes. Yes. We read his name, didn't we, as well, as the passage was read to us there. Judas was dead by now. He had taken his own life. So distressed, so condemned was he at the wickedness of his act, his betrayal of the Lord Jesus, that he had cast aside the 30 pieces of silver that he had been given as a bribe, and he had taken his own life. So here are the 11 disciples, or the 11 apostles now, and they are staying in Jerusalem as they've been told. They're meeting together in an upper room, and they are with other followers of the Lord Jesus. We're told that there were 120 in total. Now, that doesn't mean to say that 120 were all the believers that there were in the land or even in Jerusalem. But it was 120 that had gathered, perhaps in one of the meeting rooms in the temple, or perhaps in someone's private accommodation. We don't exactly know. But these people had gathered and they were united in their worship. They gathered to pray. They gathered to worship. They gathered to thank God for his goodness. And we're told that there was unity amongst them and that they were of one accord. We're also told that in verse 14, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there with his brethren, or with his extended family. And this is the last time that we meet with Mary, in the scriptures. So here is Mary, after all that she has been through, after all of her lifetime, from those earliest days when the angel came and told her about the coming of Jesus, through his lifetime, through his ministry, through his crucifixion, and then his ascension. Here is Mary with the Lord's people, meeting together with them and worshipping together with him. We don't know how long she continued to live before she passed away, but here she was at these earliest days of the gathered church in Jerusalem, there amongst the Lord's people. And Peter, he stands up and he quotes the Psalms. He goes back to the scriptures and he goes to the Psalms. Remember that the Acts of the Apostles, indeed the Gospels and the Acts and the Epistles of the Apostles, were not yet written. So there was only the Old Testament scriptures. And Peter goes back to the book of the Psalms. We've already been reading that this morning. And he shows from the Psalms how someone has to be added to their number. To take the number of apostles back up to 12 so that the loss of Judas won't jeopardize the ministry. And Peter tells us that there is a certainty, there is an absolute need for this individual to be chosen. Some people will tell us that this was a mistake and that it was Paul who was the 12th apostle. But I don't agree with that. I am happy to acknowledge the authority of Peter on this matter, as I acknowledge the authority of Peter on all that he has to say in the scriptures to us. And we're told in verse 22 that Peter says that there must be one of those in that group that should be ordained as a witness with us of the resurrection. And so there is a choice to be made. And someone must be added to replace Judas. They looked for people who were able. They looked for people who were equipped. They looked for people who had the credentials, had the experience to be able to add a witness of the things that they had personally seen and heard to the testimony of the apostles. And it seems that there were at least two from the number that were eligible. A man called Joseph and a man called Matthias. And these were set before the people by the apostles as being eligible to be joined to the apostles, and they were chosen by lot. This is interesting because sometimes people get a little bit uncertain and a little bit doubtful about the fact that such an important thing was chosen by lot. All I want to say about that is this, that we don't actually know how that lot was cast. A lot has the meaning of being a little pebble. And sometimes that lot would be put in a bag and a hand would be put in and the pebble would be brought out and that was the answer. But other times, it's quite likely that people cast their lot in the same way as they cast a vote. So there's no reason to doubt but that the 120 people here cast the lot by voting on the individual that they wanted to take the place of Judas. They prayed to God and they cast their lot with knowledge and wisdom and awareness of the importance of the task before them. And we're told that Matthias was chosen. This was one of the ways in which we can see the Church of God coming together in this new apostolic age. The church is called in the scriptures the Church of God, and it is called the Church of the Living God. And we are reminded by that, that the elect of God, the people of God, the chosen of God, were given to the Lord Jesus Christ. These are God's people given to the Lord Jesus Christ in union, and Christ was made head of that people, of that body of people, and he was called the husband, and they were called the bride. And this is a picture of the gathering together, the union, the church, the body, the bride of Christ. All these words encompass the people of God, the people that were given to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we hear the Lord saying in Matthew chapter 16, for example, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The church did not begin in Acts. The church was there in the Old Testament as well. But here we see the first gatherings of the congregation of the Lord's people. The forming of companies of believers joined together to worship. And that's what we're doing here this morning. We're replicating that. We don't any longer have the apostles amongst us, but we do have the apostolic testimony. We have the words of the apostles, and we have the ministry of the gospel given to us and granted to us as the gathered church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see as we begin this Acts of the Apostles, patterns of worship and principles of gathering that have continued to be used by the people of God in the 2,000 years that have passed since these earliest days of the apostles. From the start, all of the apostles took their role and responsibility very seriously. We can see that in the way in which Matthias was chosen. And some of these men in the Acts of the Apostles we will hear about again. And others will simply disappear into history, and we won't know another thing about them. Why? Because they were being obedient to the command of Christ. And after the Holy Spirit came, and after they were anointed, they went out carrying the message of the gospel, and they were never heard of again. But for now, they wait for Pentecost. They wait for the Holy Spirit to come. And we'll pick up on that story next week. Thank you for your attention.